Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Backstage at the iconic Royal Albert Hall with the night two headliner, Brett Young.
What's going on, man?
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to see you. I don't feel like it's been that long, but then it's been 2 years or something since you realized they were here.
Yeah, I think it was November of 22.
Oh, right. Do you have a really good memory about stuff like that?
I think it's selective memory.
Okay. All right.
My wife will be like, how come you don't remember what I asked you to get at the grocery store, but you remember every word I said in our last argument?
Is it a long-term memory or a short-term memory?
Touring, I forget what city we've played in.
Yeah.
I'm like, where were we just? I don't remember.
Do you ever have to have the city written down somewhere when you go out?
I've gotten to a point where if I'm on stage and questioning myself at all,
yeah,
because I once said the wrong city.
Okay, right.
We were out on the East Coast, and one of our stops was going to be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was like one city too early, and I was just totally talking up Atlanta. I think we were in like Charlotte.
Oh, no.
And ever since then, now, if I have any question at all, we're not going to say the city tonight.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think I'll get this one right tonight.
You will get this one right. Yeah, well, I'll be side stage going, London. It's London. Have you ever played Newcastle or Gateshead?
Mm-mm.
Because there's a venue there, and it's like right across the river, it's Gateshead. The other side of the river, it's Newcastle.
Okay.
And backstage at that venue, they've got a big sign right before you go on that says, you are in Gateshead. You are not in Newcastle. And I actually think that would be useful in most venues.
Yeah, maybe just put it on a teleprompter at front of house so no artist gets it wrong, treat it like an award show.
Exactly. So you're no stranger to iconic venues. I wager you've played a few in your day.
I've definitely gotten to play a bunch of my bucket list venues.
So what are your bucket list venues?
Hollywood Bowl was huge for me.
That's big.
And that was early. That was the same year we came over here for the first time because we were on tour with Lady A at the time.
Right.
Greek Theater was another one, being from Los Angeles, that we finally just headlined that for the first time last year. Red Rocks.
Everybody mentions Red Rocks. It's also just stunningly beautiful.
It's gorgeous. We've played it twice and both times for no live audience. One time was for The Bachelor, the television show.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
And the next time was during COVID. Me and Sam Hunt did to stream only. So I bet you I'm the only artist that can say I've played Red Rocks twice to an empty room.
Yeah, I feel like that's some sort of world record.
We got to write it down somewhere.
It must be weird. It must be beautiful because it's such a beautiful setting. But like any venue, an audience kind of absorbs a little bit of sound. So was it quite echoey? Like, what was the vibe when you were doing
interesting.
It?
The filming television is really different. I don't even know if I guess we would have been in the PA, but it was just for one couple to dance, slow dance to for TV, and it was retake it.
Right.
So there was your head's kind of in a different place there.
Yeah.
And then for the Sam Hunt one that we did, we actually played from the audience facing towards the stage.
Oh, okay.
So the backdrop was all the seating, the like cut in seating was all lit.
Yeah.
And so that already sounded different because your backdrop is like this ascending kind of rock wall, basically.
Yeah.
So that sounded a little bit interesting too. So yeah, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't even take a guess at what Red Rock sounds like with an audience from the stage.
Maybe one day you'll find out.
One of these days. And then Madison Square Garden was a pretty fun one too.
Oh yeah, crazy, isn't it? Because it's round.
Yep.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I always think it is interesting.
Well, here you are at another one, Royal Albert Hall. I mean, this seems
beautiful.
To be, I mean, it's a stunning venue. Huge room, but feels really intimate
mm-hmm.
because of all the velvet and stuff like that. And people are just always blown away. When you got the call to do it, were you like, yep, let's not think about this?
Yeah, you don't think about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good decision to overthink an opportunity like this. And
are you an overthinker in life in general?
When I was younger, yeah.
Yeah.
I realized pretty quickly when we started a family and stuff that I just don't have time for that anymore.
Mm.
If I'm questioning it all, I'm going to trust my instinct and move on from it rather than try to make the perfect decision. If it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel good. You know, I'm not going to regret saving time.
I kind of want a self-help book from Brett Young. I mean, we've got a children's book.
We do have a children's book.
Congratulations on that. That's a great thing.
That was fun. I'm now kind of stressing out about I probably should figure out a way to write a second one because my oldest daughter can't be the only one with a song and a book. My youngest daughter's going to feel a little left out here pretty soon. I've written her a song now. It's not out yet.
Okay, thank you.
But I think she needs a book too.
Oh, she absolutely did. I mean, we were talking, Lady was a song. It inspired the book, Love You, Little Lady.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to do another one.
I don't think the self-help book can be my daughter's book, though.
That's a different book.
Yeah, that's a different book.
That's a different book. But if you don't write her a book, then she will need a self-help book. So I think get on that.
Yeah. So if I wait too long, then it's just straight to the self-help book.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good. You know what people love to do at your concerts, I've noticed?
Get engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, it's a cool thing. Obviously, it's a cool thing. But it must be now, like, if it doesn't happen, are you like, hold on a minute. What's going on?
No, because what I found out is just because I didn't notice it, it probably still happened.
A
lot of times I'll wake up in the morning and go through social media to look at like videos and stuff from the night before.
Yeah.
And I'll notice that like two couples got engaged and I didn't even see it happen from
yeah,
stage.
You're busy.
So I just like, rather than feel bad that nobody got engaged that night, I'll just assume three couples did.
It happened.
Yeah.
I mean, my social media, I've had so many tweets and messages being like, you know, we are engaged and we're getting married and Brett's song is our song and can we have a shout out? And listen, that's lovely. I'm going to do that, sure. But I'm also not up there singing my songs while it's happening. And also, don't mention this on stage, but there was an engagement that was going to happen during your set tonight. And guess what?
Hmm.
The guy forgot the ring.
Wow.
Forgot the ring. Yeah.
The ring's important.
I feel like that should have been like number one of the like checklist.
Yeah.
You know, when you're getting ready to go to make a really momentous life decision. Do I have everything that I need there?
Yeah. And like start with the ring and then go down
work
the checklist.
Work your way down. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm almost to the point, I hate to say this, but I'm almost to the point where I'm going to start telling people like, I'm really flattered that you've chosen my song.
Yeah.
But you do realize at this point, there's nothing original. Like it's been done a lot of time. Like,
think harder.
Like, I don't want to say that to people because I want them to, it's really flattering. People want to attach my song to the biggest day of their life.
Of course.
But also I want to be like, it's kind of like First Dance to Butterfly Kisses at this point. You know what I mean? I kind of want to the point where when people go, you know, we got married to your song. I joke and I'll be like, Mercy? I don't know, you know, like at this point, it's like, that is really flattering, but it's been done.
You know what you need to do? You need to write a divorce song. Because if you think about it, like all the years that people have been getting engaged at your shows, some of them are now, I mean, it's a fact, some of them are now getting divorced.
Dude never expressed the way he felt, just as stated in the song. Did he learn nothing from his wedding song?
Exactly. You're into golf, right? Are you into golf?
I love to suck at golf. It's my favorite thing.
There are so many country artists into golf. Like, I've so many people that I've had, and let's be fair, it's mainly men, all into golf. Like, Darius, Kane is into golf. There's loads of others that, like, it's
all of us, I think.
How did it happen?
I mean, golf itself has blown up. Golf is a different beast than it was 10 years ago.
But there wasn't somebody, like, Darius Rucker wasn't on the group chat being like, all right, boys, we need the country open to happen, so we need to start training now.
You know, no, he probably should have because he's been golfing his whole life.
He's always been a golfer.
You know, I think it's a combination of golf kind of becoming a bigger part of pop culture.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have always been looking for something to fill our touring days with.
Yeah.
It lends itself really well to just having clubs on the bus and going like, you know, between soundcheck and showtime. You know, not every artist is like, you know, Riley Green or somebody that's going to go find 3 hours in the gym every day.
Yes.
Like, there are guys looking for things to do. Or, you know, even Riley's a big golfer. I don't know if he wakes up and works out before soundcheck so he can still golf, whatever it is. But it lends itself to the touring lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, it's like, that makes sense.
There's only so many Buffalo Wild Wings or, you know, sports bars that you can be interested in when you're doing it 3 days a week. And so golf is kind of perfect. Every city has, like, 10 courses, and so you can play a new place every time. And
well, I mean, here you are, you know, you're not that far from Scotland, like the very home of golf. And in all of your times coming over here, or maybe even this time, have you had some time to go do it there?
This is the first time I was genuinely tempted to bring clubs.
Right.
But this was also the busiest run we've had over here. I think 13 shows in like 17 days or something with travel in between.
Yeah.
So it would have been really irresponsible to try to fit golf into this trip. So it's on my radar because, yeah, I mean, my father-in-law does a Scotland trip every couple years.
Right. Okay.
So he's already got it all dialed in where he's going to send me or if he's going to come out and play with me and stuff. So it's on my radar, but I want it to be the right trip where it's not. If I would have extended this trip to play golf, my wife would not have been. This is already 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You start talking about a month away from your 2- and 4-year-old. It's not a good call.
It's not the best excuse.
I've got a lot of time down the road to make it happen, but it will happen. That's we talk bucket list. That's another bucket list thing for me.
I'm gonna let you go because you got to get on stage.
And, do we have to work tonight?
I mean, we don't have to. It's not work, is it? It's
not in a place like this. It's fun.
I'm gonna come out there and say some stupid things. You're gonna go out there, do your thing,
sing some stupid things.
Five people are gonna get engaged.
Yeah.
One is not because they forgot their ring.
Poor guy.
Congratulations on Across the Sheets, by the way.
Thank you. We should actually
probably talk about music a little bit before you go.
Work, right?
We're just catching up. We're just catching up.
Congratulations.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
You're gonna come back, right?
Yeah. When I first got started, they said, if you continue to go over there and people get to a point where they believe that you're going to keep coming back, you will see growth, but you have to be committed to it. And we've done that and we've seen the growth. And so I bought in. We're going to keep coming back. We have a blast. The rooms get bigger every time. The fans get better every time. So we're coming back.
Come back and see us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll say howdy and make some time for the golf next time.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you out there. Always great to see
you. Brother. You too.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.